It is Take Control Tuesday, not Monday. I have to keep reminding myself of that. That means that Mansa Musa is on the phone from moneysmartlife.org. And Mansa, you know, things are really, really expensive these days. But that just goes to show that, again, whenever we make a purchase, whatever it is, we have to put some thought into it.
Absolutely. You know, we've talked about in the past spending with a purpose, but let's talk about opportunity cost today. You know, there's the actual cost that you spend, the dollars and cents when you purchase an item, but there's also opportunity costs that are spent as well. So the concept behind opportunity cost is that your resources are always limited. You have a finite amount of time, money, and expertise, so you can't take advantage of every opportunity that comes along.
Right.
If you choose one, you necessarily have to give up on others.
Yep.
They are mutually exclusive. So what you do now and you're not able to do later, that's the cost. What would that opportunity have been? Now, big picture, opportunity cost is more about the choices you make than about money and resources. It's about keeping in mind that one action or choice can preclude you from taking advantage of others. If I buy this now and use this money, if I commit my time and energy to this, what won't I be able to do later? Best advice I have, keep your powder dry, as they say. Understand your priorities and values and then act on them.
Yeah.
You know, you don't take a second job if it's going to cost you time with your family, if that's your values. That's opportunity cost. So you have to look at this thing holistically. And small decisions can make a big difference. The reason right now you never have enough money and the reason you're in debt is because of decisions and choices you made and not considered your opportunity cost.
That's so important.
So in summary, think about what you may be able to do in the future. Right now, for example, things are high, it's inflation. Well, how many discretionary purchases are you making, whereas that money is spent as opposed to saving that money and being able to take advantage of the downturn that's coming and housing prices and those kind of things when the projected recession hits?
Yeah.
Opportunity costs. Do I spend it now? Or do I save it for an opportunity that will be of higher value later?
Absolutely. And I think about even down to starting businesses and things like that, how you spend your money now will make a difference if that opportunity comes up as well.
Entrepreneurship, absolutely, right? So Gucci, Prada, whoever, I'm old school. I don't know what's hot right now, but, you know, do you spend your stuff on designer stuff or do you save that money opportunity?
Wow. Very good information. If you want more information like that, head over to moneysmartlife.org or you can go to my website, which is now randymiles.online. Thank you so much, Mansa.
Thank you.